Chapter 8. A Closing Ceremony. When it was time for the ceremony to begin, loud bells were sounded. They could be heard around the countryside. The noise caused the mass of people gathered at the church to raise their voices in a song of praise. There were women's voices pure and high, mixed with the deep, booming tones of the men. The thousands of voices were so powerful that the music coming from the organ could not be heard. This delightful sound was a show of love for the new saint. In the middle of the church, thick with men and women, the song burst out like a light shining in the night. The voices rose with the clouds of incense and echoed throughout the church. At the moment when this song of love and praise reached the ears of Don Juan, he responded with a horrible laugh. But his laugh simply caused the voices to grow louder. It seemed that earth cheered for him, while heaven punished him. The crowd continued to sing together. The intense noise seemed to cause the church to shake on its ancient foundations. Suddenly, Don Juan cried out,
"Go to the devil, wild animals that you are! What idiots you are with your God!"
The crowd responded to his cries with loud curses. Don Juan didn't use words this time. He simply threw his young, powerful arm into the air. He then waved it over the crowd with a motion full of mockery and despair.
"The saint is blessing us," said those who were closest to the altar upon which Don Juan lay in the reliquary. The people at the ceremony did not realize that they were tricked by their love. Don Juan was only mocking those who praised him. He scoffed at those who wished to honor him. The abbot paid no attention to Don Juan's actions. He continued on with the ceremony by bowing low before the altar and saying a prayer. As he did so, he distinctly heard a voice dismiss his words. It was Don Juan, once again scoffing at the priest's actions.
"What is happening up there?" asked another priest after seeing the reliquary move.
"The saint is only playing the devil," replied the abbot calmly. At these words, the living head of Don Juan tore itself from its dead body. It then fell upon the top of the priest's head.
"Remember me," cried the head, biting down into the head of the abbot.
The abbot gave a horrible cry, and the crowd began to panic. All around the altar, men, women, and children started shouting and rushing out of the church. The priests, who were standing nearby, rushed to help the abbot.
"Idiot, now tell us if there is a God," cried Don Juan's voice.
The head had removed its teeth from the abbot's head. A moment later, the abbot died.